Blog Talk Radio.
Coast to coast and around the entire globe, you're listening to Psychic Talk Radio. My name's Dax Carlisle. I'm coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. Welcome, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever and wherever you're listening. And this is the Angelic Realm Show here on Sunday, January 6th, 2019. We're already marching through into the new year already. Joining me is one of the other hosts for the Angelic Realm Show. It's certified angel practitioner and Reiki master and a whole bunch of other titles, Sharona Ratzi. Hey, Sharona.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Hey, Sharona, tell everybody where you call in from.
I am in the Big Apple. I'm in Manhattan.
Woo-hoo. That's awesome. I'm in Tucson and you're in New York. You know, we have 16 hosts and 10 radio shows, soon to be 11 radio shows. And our hosts are all over the globe. Sometimes they're in Greece or Stockholm, Sweden, United Kingdom, Canada, United States. We've got people calling in from Paris, and we've got people calling in from Asia and New Zealand and Australia. It's so fantastic. I love modern technology, Sharona.
I love it. And, you know, we have angels standing by in the angelic realm. So we're not just global. We are celestial.
Celestial. And, you know, it's really great, too, with modern technology. You know, we're able to reach more people everywhere, you know, with messages from the angels. And that's what we do on the first Sunday of the month. We do open lines. And so you can give us a call at 714-816-4628. And you can, you can call in and chat with Sharona and I. And you can ask for an angel message. We can have some guidance, you know, the angels will decide what you need to know now. And you can also ask life questions as well. But you can also ask other questions. Sharona, they can ask about developing psychic ability. They can ask about working with their angels. They can ask about tarot and numerology and mediumship, you know, energy healing, Reiki. We have almost everything covered, right, Sharona?
We're your handy-dandy resource for everything psychic or angels. You can kind of look at us as the new Alexandria Library of resources.
There you go. I'm telling you. So give us a ring. When you call in, be sure to press the number 1 on your keypad. Otherwise, we're just going to assume you're just listening to the show. So Blog Talk has always in the past, when you call in, they would prompt you, Sharon, and they would say, press number 1 on your dial pad to speak with the host. But for some reason, there's a glitch or something, and the last few weeks or months, it hasn't been working. So I'm always being sure to tell everybody that, because if you just want to call the 714-816-4628 number, just listen to the show because you're on the go somewhere, that's perfectly fine. Just don't press 1. But if you dial in and you want to chat with Sharona and I, be sure to press the number one on your dial pad. And that includes Skype. So if you're on Skype, I'm actually called into the show via Skype. And on there, you want to click on the dial pad and click on one. And that'll put you in the queue at the top of the list, and we can bring you on the show, do angel messages, and we love to chat with you. You can also chat with us in the chat room. The chat room is located at psychictalk.net/live, and there's a player on that page. And every day of the week, you know, we're on 7 days a week. Now that everybody's back from the holiday hiatuses, Sharona, we're back to 7 days a week. Every day we have a radio show.
That is fabulous.
Isn't that great? So if we don't get to your call today, we'll get to your call on another show. And then what I wanted to say was all you have to do any day is, you know, remember the live show link, psychictalk.net/live, because you can go there, you can see what the times are, the call-in number is there, and there's a player where you can listen to the show. And then if you scroll below the player, that's where the chat room is. You can join us in the chat room, you can chat with us during the show, give us your comments and questions, and also if you want a mini reading live on air. So that's psychictalk.net/live. Or if you just happen to be on our website, any page of the website, psychictalk.net, the top of the page next to the home button there, you just click the listen live link. Listen live. So that's another way.
I was going to add too, Dax, that what I love about going on the website is you can listen to the old shows too. So don't think that you have to listen in live. You can, you know, there's nothing good on TV. You can always go to the Psychic Talk Net website, and there's just a host of wonderful things that you can listen to.
Absolutely, yes. And there's actually a direct link, psychictalk.net/archive. psychictalk.net/archive. So there's a lot going on. For instance, before we go to phone calls real quickly, I just wanted to do kind of a little teaser, Sharona, because you've got stuff in the works.
I do.
Yeah.
If you are interested in healing with the angels or angelic realms, Reiki, we are going to be having a wonderful course. So look forward to that. If you're already doing healing, this is going to be another dimension, and it will be taking crystals and tarot and all the wonderful things. It'll be another feather you can add to your psychic cap.
Yeah, and actually, before we go any deeper, you know, I think what would be really good is to let everybody know your background and, you know, all the different modalities that you're certified in and what led up to you, you know, wanting to do, you know, not just teach about the angels or teach about energy healing, but combine the two and do angelic Reiki. Tell people all about that.
I'd be happy to talk about that. I have been talking with the angels and working with the angels all my life, even as a child. And I've always loved doing tarot reading. But I guess 20 years ago, when I started, I've worn many caps, as we talk about wearing another feather in your cap. I was starting a business as a makeup artist and an esthetician, and someone told me to look into Reiki, that it would enhance my ability to do makeup and work with all different personalities. So I took a Reiki course, which is known as the traditional Yasui Reiki, and started working with it. But right away, I decided that I needed my angels there. So what I have developed is a course where you're not just channeling what is known as universal energy. You are channeling a very precise form of energy. It's energy from the angelic realms. You're actually channeling the energy of the archangels. Because I always think that when we request energy, we have to be clear. If you put out a confused signal, you get back confused information. So right away, I noticed that in my Reiki work, by asking the archangels to step forward, I was getting a very, very positive response. Now, the great thing about doing angelic realms Reiki is, here's the cool thing, it benefits you, the practitioner, as well as the reciprocate. So I just noticed that my psychic abilities, my ability to manifest, wonderful things started happening. So learning to do this new system, which it's not just me, I'm developing it with the angels, but I'm also doing it with Dax Carlisle, who is on the podcast with me, and also Maria G. Mosk. This is the best thing that you can do in the world. I mean, you're not just a healer. You will become an angel channeler. So, we're so eager, and we feel so honored to share this with the world. Aren't we, Dax?
Yes, your story is very similar to Maria Moss's, because Maria joined the Tarot Guild, and then that's how I met her. And after a while, she came on to the radio network, and that's actually four or five radio networks ago. You know, we're in our 10th year of broadcasting, and she was primarily a tarot reader, but then she started studying working with angels. And then she started including angels in her readings, and they just exploded. Her readings got, you know, so much better by also incorporating the angels. So it's kind of a similar thing. And then Janice, the other co-founder of the IAP, you know, she did the same thing with angelic mediumship. So, you know, traditional psychic medium type work. But then she brought the angels in too, you see. So little trend going here, and now it's angelic Reiki, and it's going to be coming your way pretty soon, guys. So keep your antennas up. Can't wait. I know Sharona's been working hard on this, and she's finishing up the details now, and then we're going to start the course. So it's going to be exciting stuff. I'm excited for you too, Sharona. You've come a long way.
You've come a long way, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So,
yeah,
Sharona,
this is like a new midlife career for me. And I am so jazzed and excited by it. It's wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, you went through our courses, you're a member of the IAP, and look, now you're on the radio, and very soon you're even going to have your own course out there. So, I mean, I think that's, you know, really exciting. I love when our members progress like that, you know. And I guess we'll go to the phone lines now, but before we go to the phone lines, just real quickly, I wanted to put that out there, because here we are, you know, we're in a new year. it's a three-year. Three is creativity and communication. And, you know, if you've thought about doing your own podcast or thought about doing a radio show or being a co-host, you can join us on Psyche Talk for 2019. We would love if you became a host. If you're on our website, psychetalk.net, just click Become a Host, the link at the top of any page. Become a host, psychetalk.net, become a host, and read all about it. And if you have questions, just contact me or one of the other producers, and we're happy to answer your questions, and we'd love to get you on the network. There's multiple ways to do it, Sharona. The new way and easiest way is what we've done is set up a staff co-host program, and the investment is very small monthly to join us in that case. And what we do is we set you up just like any other host that has, like, say, a custom show, which I'll explain that in a second. But the difference is that, you know, we still set you up and you have your own page. You have your own email address if you want it. So psychetalk.net/your name, your name at psychetalk.net. You know, if you want a professional presence, you don't have your own website yet, or, you know, or even if you do have your own website, but you want to be on a larger website that reaches more people, you'll get all of that and the promotion and everything like that. But we're going to do all the behind the scenes work, and you're just going to come on a show with other experienced hosts, and all you have to do is show up and be on the show, and you'll be featured weekly on one of our shows. The other way to do it is, as I mentioned, a custom radio show. That's like this show, Angelic Realms, or Soul Sisters on Thursdays, or The Power of Three on Tuesdays, or Compassionate Light, Healing and Wisdom, Catherine's show on Mondays. Those are custom shows. And you get to pick your own title and have your own theme going and pick your own co-hosts and everything like that. You know, you're in complete charge. You're going to run your own studio. Of course, one of our producers will run the studio for you till you get your feet wet. But usually they run their own studio. They book their own guests. They decide on their own topics, you know, the co-hosts of the show. And so it's all custom. It's all custom. And as I said, the other way is to just join us as a staff co-host, and then you're put on one of our weekly shows. And it's not custom. It's, you know, but you're still getting the airtime and still getting the page and everything else. Another thing, because we're on the Angelic Realm show, which is the official broadcast of the International Association of Angel Practitioners, Sharona, I want to put out there that if you're a member of the IAAP, or if you are one of the graduates of our courses at angelpractitioners.com, the Certified Angel Practitioner course, the Angelic Mediumship Certification course, my course, the Angelic Numerology and Tarot Certification course. You know, if you're a grad of any of our courses and or a member of the IAAP, we'd love for you to come on this show. Right now, this show is on twice a month, the first and the third Sundays. Right, Sharona?
Yes, it is. And we're hoping to, in the coming year, this year, look into expanding that. So listen in, anyone who wants to be a host and hang out with us and our wonderful group.
Yeah. So basically, there's probably more options, but, you know, those are your three basic options. And so coming on as a staff co-host, That's, you know, totally open to whatever your practice is. You might be an energy healer or a life coach, a spiritual life coach. You might be a tarot reader or a numerologist or an astrologer or a pet psychic or a psychic medium, or, you know, anything along those lines. And then also you could do a custom show as well. And then for the angelic realms, well, you obviously you need to work with angels. So you need to be a certified angel practitioner, be a member of the IAP, and preferably have graduated from at least one of our courses, because you're going to be promoting that, the IAP and the website, angelpractitioners.com, the courses and so forth. And, you know, we do the open lines and the angel messages on the first Sunday, and then on the third Sunday is typically an interview. And who are we interviewing on the 20th? Sharona?
Hi there. On the 20th.
Yeah, go ahead, Sharona. Okay, we're having some problems with Sharona. Hang on, folks.
Hello? You got me?
Okay, now we got you. I don't know what was going on. I couldn't hear you.
Okay, well, I was just saying that we are so excited because we're going to have Mary Lorella Gonzalez, and she is a certified angel practitioner graduate, and she is also a member of the International Association of Angel Practitioners. So you'll get to meet another one of our awesome grads.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome. And so, you know, we have this show the first Sunday, and then the third Sunday, the interview show, like Sharona just described our guest. Well, we'd like to expand it again to weekly, because we think it's better exposure when we have a weekly show. So if you're a member of the IAP or a graduate of, say, the Certified Angel Practitioner course or Angelic Mediumship or something along those lines, you know, get a hold of us, either myself or Sharona or Maria, and we'd love to have you come on the network on the Angelic Realm show. We should mention that usually Maria Moss is with us, but she had to drive Artie to the airport right when the show was starting, so she couldn't join us this week, but she'll be here on the 20th. So let's go to the phone lines. Are you ready, Sharona?
I am ready to rock and roll. And we have a host of angels stepping forth.
That's right. Let's see who has been waiting the longest. It looks to me like area code 406. Hello, caller. Where are you calling from and what's your name? Hello, 406. We might be having audio problems here, Sharona.
Yeah, because I see her on the Kathy, right? 406.
Yeah, I think I actually think that that's Kathy Shogren. And she's going to be our guest in the Angel Practitioner Spotlight in February. Oh, too bad she can't come on the air, but I think in the chat room, she says, can I type my question here? So I'm just going to respond back. Sure, of course you can type your question right in the chat room, psychetalk.net/live, and we'll give her the opportunity to type the question in. Meanwhile, we'll go back to the phone line, and we're going to go to the caller that's been waiting the longest. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? It's you. You're live.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. Hello. How are you doing?
Good. We can't hear you very well. It's kind of muffled, so get very close to your microphone.
Now. What about now? I moved to a different location.
It's a little bit better. It's still kind of muffled, like you're in a cave or something like that. So get really close to the microphone and talk really clearly and directly into the microphone and let us know your name again and where you're calling from.
Okay, thank you. I need to get a new phone. Okay, so my name is Stacy and I'm calling from New York.
Stacy from New York. Awesome.
Yes, hello guys.
Glad to hear from you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
What would you like to talk about? It's open line.
It's open line. Should I just do generally or should I ask a specific question?
What would you like, Stacy?
What would I like? Money. What do you think in changes of a new job, I would say?
Okay. Well, let me just see. We have the Archangel Jophiel stepping forth, and she's a wonderful feminine energy, and she's associated with the solar plexus chakra. So a lot of getting what you want to manifest is going to have to do with working with your own personal power. And yeah, and it looks like there have been some opportunities, she's telling me, that have been presented to you, but somehow she's saying that they're not, you know, you're kind of like not too sure whether those are the ones that you want to take on.
Okay.
And that's fine. And because you might find that there's something bigger and better for you out there.
That's
and it's
going to
take some planning. It's going to take some planning and work and training a little bit. But it's like planting a garden. It's going to pay off really well. And Jophiel, she's just a wonderful archangel. She also, the message that I'm getting is, you need to get outside and get some fresh air and connect with angels and get new ideas. But I feel that inside of you, there's a tremendous thing that you want to bring forth, a gift to the world. You need to go for it. You just can't, you don't want to settle. I mean, you can stay at what you're doing now for a job, but there's something bigger for you out there.
Okay. Sounds excellent. Love it.
I totally agree. Totally agree. And I'm getting the strength card, which is the number 8. And so there's abundance. 8 is the 8 is the abundance card and finance, you know, in tarot. And then I'm also getting the 3 of wands. And as I said in the beginning of the show, we're in a 3-year now, folks, creativity and communication. So these are that's the message that has come up for you, Stacy. So strength card. The strength card is associated with strength, courage, conviction, self-control, action, resolve, optimism, personal power, acceptance, things along those lines. So it's saying, in relation to your question, that you have to have the inner fortitude to just go for it. And then the 3 of Wands is showing up to talk about cooperation in material affairs, fruitful partnerships, accepting practical help, assessment, appreciation, realized goals, you know. So it's talking about if you go inside and find this strength that the strength card is talking about and just move forward, you know, then you're going to realize your goals in the 3 of wands. It's also at the same time saying that doing this or in doing this, you may be doing that by involving yourself with other people, 2 or more people, because the 3 of wands is about partnerships.
Okay.
So there you go, Stacy.
Sounds good.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. And a happy new year to you.
Happy New Year.
And I wanted to mention, when you call in, if you want to know what your personal year number is for 2019, just let me know. I can do that as well. Yeah. And today is a one date, July 6, 2019, adds up to 19. 1 plus 9 is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. So it's about self, and the day is the 6th, and the 6th energy is nurturing. It's a return to harmony and balance after the chaos of 5. So that's what's going on as far as that anyway.
I'm getting a message, too.
Go ahead.
For the year. And yeah. It's from Archangel Raguel. And it's about peace and open hearts and fair outcomes. This is going to be the year that we all need to open our hearts and trust. We have Raguel working with us and the heart chakra. But it's a year of justice and fairness. So I think that resonates with a lot of people. So if you want to look into Raguel, he is just an awesome angel. His name is known as Friend of God. But look for some good stuff in 2019.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
By the way, I just shuffled my deck and drew a card for I like to do a card for each radio show. So today's card is the World card in tarot, which is, guess what? Card number 21. 2 plus 1 is 3. We're in a world year of three. And got the World card. So the universe is kind of slapping us in the face with a giant wet mackerel and saying, hey, hello, the world is your oyster. You know, you can really accomplish a lot, especially if you set your intentions. I don't want to say New Year's resolutions because the word resolution has gotten watered down. But if you set your New Year's intentions now, you're going to be able then to manifest those goals, which also goes for Stacy and everybody else on the phone lines right now. Remember to press number 1 on your keypad if you want to be live on air. So we know that you're there and you want to be live on air. 714-816-4628. Press the number 1 on your dial pad if you want to be live on air. 714-816-4628. Before we go back to the caller lines, we have a question in the chat room. Kathy was able to get her question in there. She says, I'm having severe intractable insomnia. I'm starting a new spiritual practice and a new mode of treatment. My question is, what do the angels have to say about my insomnia and my new life changes? So did you get all that, Sharona?
I have all that. And
awesome.
Let's see. I'm looking. Okay, stepping forth, we have Archangel Raziel. And it's interesting. He has everything to do. He has the indigo ray. That's the color. It's about the third eye and intuition. So, you know, he might be also talking to you at night. I know I sometimes have that problem. Is I'm channeling so much information, it keeps me up at night. So,
I have that problem.
This is
too.
Me talking, not just Raziel. I would say, Kathy, what you want to do is kind of talk to Raziel and say, okay, thank you, but I got to sleep now. And he will respond. But the reading that he's telling me is, yes, you're stepping off, you're believing in yourself, you're stepping off on a new path, and go for it. You're going to be really good with it. Although this seems like a new path, this is not something new. This is something that you have always wanted to do and probably done in different lifetimes, so not to worry. And work, you know, it's all coming in through your third eye. But just, you know, you can just say, you know, it's sleepy time now. And I'll take the information. Let's, you know, tell Raziel, you know, this is, I'll give him a better time. Make an appointment with him that you're going to meditate during the day so you can get a little bit of sleep. But also, he's saying he can talk to you while you're sleeping. So everything's going to be good. It's all the, you know, the excitement. So you're going to be fantastic in what you're doing.
Well, that sounds awesome. Great message there. You know, Sharona, I can't add a whole lot to that, except for I did pull some cards, and you know, I'm getting that it's going to take a little bit of flexibility on Kathy's part. It's going to take a little bit of, you know, getting used to new situations. I'm also getting a lot of swords cards, which swords is the element of air in tarot. So it's talking about mental processes, ideas, thoughts, things like that. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, don't overthink. I think you're overthinking. She's overthinking a little bit.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. But also the message I'm getting is that Kathy needs to be working with the technologies of the mind. And mm-hmm. that will not only help her with her insomnia, but it'll also help her with her new spiritual practice, you know, kind of turning the afterburner on, and a lot of other areas in her life as well. And when I say mind technologies of the mind, I'm talking about things like emotional freedom techniques, EFT, tapping. I'm talking about neurolinguistics. That's neurolinguistics. Neurolinguistic programming, NLP, is what it was originally called. And I've never liked the term programming. So I say NLP practitioner, or I'll say neurolinguistics to talk about the topic, rather, and I take the P part out of it. But NLP, another technology of the mind is hypnosis. Okay.
Yes.
And you can do self-hypnosis for insomnia. In fact, Dr. Jones, he's got all of his programs. We do a lot of his courses. That's why courses pop
he's
in my head.
He's wonderful.
Here.
I took some of his courses. Yeah, he's a great guy.
Life
great
coaching course. We love his life coaching course. We tell all of our members and hosts to take the life coaching course. Also hypnosis and NLP, and he does a lot of other courses. But he also has over 4,000 hypnosis programs on his website, and they're just a dollar. So you can literally order and download the one on him my mind is just blanking so bad today, on insomnia. You could just do that. And also, more mind technologies are like brain entrainment, and there's recordings for that. There's free ones on YouTube. I'm trying to find...
Definitely.
I'm trying to find what the correct URL is here to send folks to, because I think this thing is still going on. psychictalk.net/hypnosis. Yep, it's still going on, folks. It's still going on. Okay, so let me see if I can get this in the chat room for everybody, including Kathy. So it's psychictalk.net, our website, /dollar. That's D-O-L-L-A-R. H-Y-P-N-O. Dollar Hypno.
Also, Kathy, I have another idea.
Yep.
Cambotite. Are you into crystals and stones? I have, it's so funny, I have a piece right now. It helps my technology work, and it helps me to sleep. It's a really inexpensive little stone that you might want to put at the foot of your bed before you go to sleep. And also, whenever I have any trouble with my technology, I put a piece of hematite. In fact, there's a piece sitting right on my laptop right now. So that might help with your headset.
Awesome. Well, thanks for that question. And we're going to see who's been waiting the longest in the chat room here. I mean, I'm sorry, we just did the chat room on the on the switchboard here. Yeah, you know, I still have remnants of that cold, and so I'm taking antihistamines and, you know, cold medicines and stuff like that, and it makes you really sluggish, you know. So I feel like I'm swimming through molasses trying to do this radio show here and keep cognizant of what's happening. Let's see. It looks like area code 8, no, that's a 4. 480 has been waiting the longest. 480. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Keisha from New Mexico.
Hi, Keisha.
Hey, Keisha.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Happy New Year.
Yeah. So what do you want to chat about today? It's open lines and angel messages.
Can you give me a general, whatever you pick up? I don't know.
Yeah, actually, we love doing that because we call that an angel message. And they'll let you know.
Yeah, it is.
They'll let
you
know
what
you
need to know at this point.
What you need to know at this point. Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly right. Yeah. So, Keisha, I'm going to put you back on hold because I'm getting a lot of noise on the line here. So I'm going to put you back on hold. And then, Sharona, do you want to see what the angels want Keisha to know?
Let me see who's stepping forth. Okay. I see Archangel Ariel. And Ariel is – she – helps us with manifestation and prosperity. So that's who you need to work with this year. She's also saying you need to, through some tough times. And she's saying that's behind you, but the way that what you need to do so that you don't fall into that cycle, you need to be really work on your self-confidence, enriching mm-hmm. your solar plexus. You know, she's earth energy, but also she's saying, yeah, definitely personal strength and also where your mind goes. You always have to focus on what you want because, you know, if you focus on fears and negativity, that's what the universe can give you. And I'm also getting a message that everything is going to be a good year, but it's also saying that you might want to work with a coach or seek some help. There are some issues that she's saying that look really big, and if you speak to someone, it'll just give you another way of looking at it. But you can put any tough situation behind you. And she's saying, yeah, you've been through some rough stuff.
Awesome. Well, I hope that helped you out, Keisha. We got a bunch more callers we got to get to. And also, Sharona, we've got another question in the chat room from Joanna.
Mm-hmm.
And she's asking about, I had to file a case against my bank, which I did about 3 weeks ago. Do you see this coming out in my favor by the end of this month or soon? Okay, that sounds good. And I pulled cards, and it's one of those, oh, God. By the way, on the timing, right off the bat, it's a 5. So I don't think it's going to be resolved in 5 days. I think they're trying to tell us it's going to be at least 5 weeks or somewhere in there. And I'm not getting a really strong yes or no. It's kind of two yes cards and two no cards. It's kind of in the middle there. So mm-hmm. when I get readings like this, Joanna, what it means is it's saying maybe, but there's more work to be done. That's, you know, if it doesn't give a clear yes or no, it means that there's more work to be done. Now, then I look back at the cards to see what's going on. In this situation with your bank, you're missing certain opportunities. You're not noticing certain things. Also, okay, so King of Wands is talking about a male decision maker involved in the case. And then there's cards talking about cooperation and partnership. If you don't already have a lawyer, you need to get one or some kind of wise counsel in this. This is talking a lot of this that I'm getting here in the cards is talking about you working with other people to resolve the issue. Okay. Also, I am getting the Six of Swords, which shows steady progress towards your goal. It's moving a little bit slower, but moving away from the rough waters to the calm seas. So that's really positive. And then the Eight of Wands shows up, which suggests that, if you just work on it a little more and with other people helping you and, take another step back, look at what you're missing. You're missing something because that's showing up in the cards. And then once you do all those things, then it can happen really fast because the Eight of Wands is about things really happening fast. So there you go. I hope that helped you out, Joanna. And we're going to go back to the phone lines real quick here and take some more calls. Before we do that, though, we've already blown past the bottom of the hour break. Sharona, do you want to tell everybody about the upcoming shows on our network?
We've got a wonderful show that's going on. Tomorrow, when you tune in on Monday, January the 7th, you're going to be able to listen to the episode with the wonderful Catherine Hahn. She's actually going to be on a retreat in Florida. Woo! So, you can listen in on that call and kind of get that wonderful kind of vacation retreat energy. So that's tomorrow at 2 o'clock, and you can listen to the show live or join her in the chat room. It's called Compassionate Life Healing and Guidance. And then we have on Tuesday, we have another wonderful, wonderful program. That's the Power of Three. And there you have three wonderful hosts, Vivian.
Oh, and Sharona.
Yeah.
Oh, I just wanted to jump in and remind everybody that the Tuesday show, Power of Three, Hope, Healing, and Wisdom. That's one of the shows that was on hiatus for a while. So we're really excited that they're coming back to the airwaves this coming Tuesday. It's going to be great. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're going to be talking about how to kick off 2019 on the right foot. So, and it's interesting. It's called The Power of Three, and we've been talking about the number three. And then on Wednesday, there's another show, Dr. Dax, Dr. Rose, and Angela. It's a call-in show. It's going to be open calls, and they're going to be talking. Well, Dax, you're going to be talking with Dr. Rose and Angela about prosperity consciousness. Woohoo! I think I'm going to definitely tune in on that. I can use some prosperity. So what I recommend that everyone do is definitely bookmark on your computer our website for the Psychic Talk Net, and you'll be able to see all of the upcoming shows that are coming up, the new ones. And as I said before, I love the archives. I go back and I actually listen again to the different shows. I mean, it's like a little bit university in there, right, Dax?
Absolutely. Sorry, the thing wouldn't come off mute. I don't know. It got stuck or something here.
We have a little university there in the archives.
Oh, God. You know, we just had our 200th show. We're actually way past 200 now. And you know, we're going into our 10th year of broadcasting. But those 200 shows plus have only been since last April, because we just started this new network in April 2018. So lots of great stuff in there. And again, it's psychictalk.net is our main website, psychictalk.net. And if you scroll down right there on the front page, you're going to find a link to the archive, a link to upcoming shows. They're all listed, psychictalk.net/upcoming. And right there on the main page, you'll find all of our hosts. And if you hover your cursor over their image, you're going to get a drop-down menu. And you can actually click on their page link and go over to their page, read about each host, contact them if you want. You can book private sessions. Sharona is psychictalk.net/Sharona. And I'm psychictalk.net/Dax. We got another question in the chat room, but before we go to that, I want to take another phone call. Who's been waiting the longest? Looks like area code 386. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Cindy. I'm calling from Florida.
Cindy from Florida. Oh, wow. Right down where our Monday host, Catherine's going to be in a healing retreat, and she's going to do a live remote from Florida. Can't wait for tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
It's going to be
nice.
Be fun. Yeah. So what do you want to talk about, Cindy?
I was wondering if you could give me any messages or insight as to an appointment, a court date that I have going on tomorrow in a civil case.
Okay,
how that will turn out, or if there's any surprises or just any messages that you might have.
Okay, we're getting a lot of court stuff.
Yeah, notice that.
Yeah, well, we have Archangel Jeremiah, okay, and he has a lot. He has to do a lot with things, also releasing things, and so he's saying with this. What you have to do, definitely don't give up on the situation that you're waiting for an answer. But also, it's kind of like you have to kind of release the outcome for it and kind of move on to other things. Don't get, you know, caught up. I mean, legal things take a little time. And he's saying that... don't get so wrapped up on that you aren't moving ahead with other things.
Awesome.
And
that's
once
really...
it'll be fine once you, that's the whole message.
Yeah.
And everything will work out
it's
good.
It's great. Great advice from the angelic realm, Cindy.
Okay.
So thank you very much for your call. We appreciate it, but we're running out of time here. We got to move quickly on to all these other calls. I also do have another question in the chat room, and we're kind of going back and forth here, Sharona. I don't know if you've noticed, but you know, I just let you answer that last question, and I'm going to answer the one in the chat room just for the interest of time, so we don't, you know, both have to give the callers or the questions in the chat room information. It speeds things up a little bit. And this is Fancy Habitat. What the hell? That's not even Habitat doesn't have an N in it. So that's not what that is. Anyway, the chat room gives you cutesy names if you don't put in your actual name, which you can. You can go in and you can put in your actual name or even a pseudonym. You know, but in any case, get rid of the cutesy names unless you like them. Like there's a kind one, and fancy habitant, whatever a habitant is. Anyway, weird stuff. And so she just wants an angel message for the new year, and I just happen to have one for her. The angels are talking about this is a year to embrace your individuality and power.
Indeed.
That's the main message. Now, there's another message coming through in relation to that main message, which is talking about coming more fully into your spirituality and looking at the world 180 degrees upside down from the way you do now. And that's actually A, going to make more sense, and B, it's going to open doors and give you answers, basically thinking outside of the box. So there you go, Fancy. Your angel message for 2019. And if you want your personal year number, just type in your birth date in the chat room, and I'll give you your personal year, let you know where you are in the cycle. But regardless of where you're in the cycle, this is the year to step forward, follow your passion, exert your independence, think outside of the box, and get more deep into spirituality, looking at the entire world upside down, 180 degrees from how you normally look at things. So that's what I got for Fancy. We're going to go back to the chat. Sorry, I keep forgetting we're in the chat room. We're going to go back to the caller line. And it looks like, I want to say area code 407 has been waiting the longest. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Dax. This is Lori, and I'm also calling from Florida as well.
Yay!
Florida!
Yeah,
I think that,
Florida.
You know, the universe and the angels, you know, they like to wink at us occasionally. And because, you know, this is the only time that Catherine's in Florida, you know. And so she's doing this live remote from the healing retreat in Florida tomorrow. And we're getting all these Florida calls. It's the angels winking at us saying, yeah, this stuff's real, you know. I just love it. I love it. So would you like an angel message, or it's open lines, anything you want to chat about or questions you want to ask, wherever you want to take us, Lori, go ahead.
Well, yesterday we just had the new moon. It's a new year. It's a 3, which is the Holy Trinity. So I'd like to have my angel reading for 2019.
There you go. And
okay.
By the way, we're going to do, because you brought this up, I just got to mention that on the 12th, Saturday the 12th, on our Psychic Saturday show, Sharona, and we're doing all New Year's readings and also giving you your personal year number and everything. So I'm really excited about that show. It's Saturday, January 12th. Go ahead, Sharona.
Okay. The angel that is stepping forth, well, in fact, we have two angels that are stepping forth, Shamuel, and it's funny, it's also saying something similar to what Dax was talking about earlier. He's saying that you have to think at whatever this year's message is, to think out of the box and dare to be different and seek out what your answer to your purpose and happiness is, looking for the magic in life, he's telling me. Seek out other possibilities. And there is definitely a light at the end of the tunnel. It might involve some travel, and good things come to those who set their intent and focus on what they want and are clear about it. So I'm getting a message too that maybe you haven't been that clear about what you want to bring about in this year. So a little bit of meditation, and Archangel Shamuel will be your helper. And the other angel that, as I said, another angel was stepping forth, and that's Raphael. And that's about healing your heart. but also finding your divine purpose.
My divine purpose is writing, and I know that. I've been doing that for eight continuous years, and I'm ready. Whatever they open up for me, I've been ready. Probably need to get spiritually ready is what it sounds like.
Yeah, and looking at it, maybe like try something, you know, try something a little bit different as far as your writing. It's funny, I've been writing too, and there's a book that I recommend that tells you how to kind of think out of the box when you're writing, and it's called Big Magic, and it's by Elizabeth Gilbert. Are you familiar with her? She wrote, I forget the name, but it was like she had a big seller, and then they made a movie about it, but her name is Elizabeth Gilbert, and she is a writer, and she wrote a book about writing, and it's called Big Magic, and it's Creative Living Beyond Fear, but it's all about the artistic process, and it certainly gave me another way to look at my writing, so I recommend that too. That's for me.
Sharona?
Not from the angels. Yeah.
Sharona? Okay.
Yes.
It's a Elizabeth Gilbert, Eat, Love, Pray.
Yes.
That's what Kathy said.
Yeah,
in
she
the
wrote
room.
That, and her new book is called Big Magic, and it's about writing and living creatively and not falling into the traps that we sometimes fall into when we're being creative. So I'm looking at the book right now.
Okay, well, good luck, Lori. We got to move on. We're at the top of the hour here. Thanks
Thank
very
you.
Much, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Awesome. Well, we got a few more callers on here, but we're already at the top of the hour, Sharona. So let's just take one more because I need to go to lunch, guys. It's 1 o'clock here. I haven't had anything to eat all day. So I need to get going, and we're already past the top of the hour. The shows are only supposed to be an hour long. You know, I know on Blog Talk, you know, it'll pop up sometimes, you know, 90 minutes. And so at this point, it'll say 30 minutes left. And I wish it didn't do that because people are, you know, popping on Blog Talk and they go, oh, there's a half an hour left in the show. And so they rush over and then they call into the show and we're ending the show. It's because what I do is the shows are 60 minutes, but I set the timer at 90. And the reason why I do that is because we often go over a few minutes. And I want the broadcast to keep going out. So that's why I do that. You know, maybe that should be a New Year's intention or a New Year's resolution for 2019 is start setting all the shows at 60 minutes. Either that or we all start, you know, doing full 90-minute shows, Sharona.
I'm just in it's Big Magic. I'm typing in the name of the Elizabeth Gilbert book.
Okay, and meanwhile, I want to let everybody know to write down that phone number, 714-816-4628, and our live page, psychictalk.net/live. And if we don't get your call today, remember, you can call in tomorrow on Catherine's show. If you want to connect with the other side, our mediums are on the Tuesday show, which, as we said earlier, they're coming back from hiatus. Rose and Fiona and Vivian will be back on Tuesday. That'd be another great show to call in if you want to connect with the other side. And I'll be on with Dr. Rose on Wednesday taking your phone calls. So there you go. Every day of the week you can call in if we don't get to you. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. It looks like area code 302. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jackie calling from Delaware.
Jackie from Delaware.
Hey, Jackie.
All right. Happy
Hi.
New Year.
I hate standing between you and lunch.
awesome.
But my question is about my love life for this year.
Okay. Let's see. Well, of course, with your love life and stepping forth, as we have the Archangel Raphael, who has to do with opening up your heart. But also, I'm getting also the Archangel Gabriel, which is also about assuming your personal power. And the message that I'm getting is, I'm thinking, let's see, Gabriel is saying you've got to, there's a lot of activity going on with you, a lot of things happening. A situation is, let me just get it. A situation is calling to you. You just have to have faith, and it'll all work out. I mean, it's not, are you in a relationship right now? Or are you looking for someone? Can you?
I'm not in one right now. I'm looking for someone.
Okay. Keep looking. There is a situation that is going to be perfect for you. Also, when I see Archangel Gabriel, he's saying, okay, you got to love yourself too. You know, you got to be the best lover to yourself, and that's where the true love is. But hang in there. There is definitely the perfect person coming for you. And then I'm also, he's showing me a marriage. So hang in there, but love yourself. You got to be, if you're looking for a partner, you got to be the best partner to yourself too.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Well, awesome, Jackie.
You.
Well, as this is the last call, I'm just going to say that I did pull some cards, Jackie, and just real quickly, a lot of swords cards. There's a lot going on mentally, and it's more about you and your mental process than actually finding someone. The law of attraction is not bringing them in for you because you're not in resonance, you're not in vibration with what you're looking for in order to draw it in. And I know that sounds a little new agey, but trust me, it's not. It's just mental processes. And the cards I'm getting are talking about restricted action, temporary weakness, fears, indecisions. They're talking about acknowledging past grief. They're talking about evasiveness, taking advantage of situations, tactics, manipulation, manipulative, and I in 30 seconds on the radio, I can only tell you so much. I got to give you this information and let you work it out. I would have to do a much longer, reading to really tease out what's going on here. But, my gut feeling on this is that either consciously or subconsciously, these types of issues seem to have come up in the past, in past relationships. And that's what you need to let go of in order to draw in this new good relationship.
Okay.
I hope that made some sense, because I'm not even sure if that made sense to me. I mean, it kind of makes sense to me, yeah. But I hope that helps you out.
It does.
Yes. Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for calling in. Happy
New Year,
Jackie.
All right, you guys have a great day.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Best of luck in love for 2019, Jackie. Wow. And as I said, if we didn't get your call today, I apologize, either on the phone lines or in the chat room, but we just ran out of time and we got to get going. But Catherine will be here tomorrow, and Rose, Vivian, and Fiona will be here on Tuesday. Dr. Rose and myself will be here on Wednesday. So write the number down, or type it on your pad, or enter it as a contact on your phone. Type in 714-816-4628, Psychic Talk Radio. It's good every day of the week, that number, and go to psychictalk.net/live each day to see what the show is that day and come join us in the chat room. Great show. I miss Maria Sharona, but it's great, you know, just being on here with you. Went very smoothly.
Thank you, Sharona. Well, we always have fun. Yeah.
Did you have fun?
We did. And gee, we look forward to our next show. We don't have fun unless you people are calling in with us so we can have a great time.
Yes, I want to thank all our listeners and all our callers. Without you guys, we don't have a show. I mean, you're why we're here,
right? Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And shout outs to Maria. And, you know, she'll be here on the 20th for the interview. And thank you, Sharona. And we're going to be...
Thank you.
Heading off into the sunset. Bye, everybody. Bye, Sharona.
Bye.